All right, I call this meeting to order. May we have a roll call?
Director Sesenya. Director Gatchell.
Here.
Director Ohilski.
Here.
Vice President Forcroy.
I'm here.
President Womack.
Present. Okay, general action item. Discussion and recommendation to staff regarding consideration of resolution 2021-23 to authorize remote teleconferencing meetings in accordance with newly adopted government code section 54953. And before Ron explains it, thanks everybody for coming to an emergency meeting. We kind of needed it so that we could have FAC remotely, which is the wishes of the finance committee. So, all right, take it away, Ron.
Yeah, well, thank you. This is really a continuation of our conversation at our last meeting on September 9th, where we talked about, you know, the options with the governor's executive order expiring on September 30th. Of course, he signed AB 361 into law on September 16th, so it was after our meeting. And that it was the desire of the board to go to remote, given the circumstances revolving around the Delta variant and the circumstances we're under with COVID still. So again, on September 16th, the governor signed AB 361 into law, but there are certain restrictions or requirements that we have to do in order to continue our remote meetings. One is to adopt a resolution, and I would direct you to, if you can, the resolution itself in the recitals, and then more importantly, the findings down at the bottom, which are the requirements that we have, the board needs to adopt as part of the resolution, of course, proclaiming a local emergency, ratifying the governor's proclamation of the state of emergency, and then that will have our teleconference meetings or remote meetings according to the law. And the unfortunate thing is we do have to readopt this or adopt a resolution every 30 days in order to retain the ability to do remote meetings. And with that, that's kind of it in a nutshell. If there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Yeah, Ron?
Yes.
Just one thing that came out at the Basin Management Committee meeting that we just ended. If our next meeting isn't 30 days from today, that's okay. So we just have to do it 30 days, or if our next meeting's more than 30 days, that extends the period.
Right. And that's absolutely right. The only complication we might run into is for our committees, like basically right. The FAC. Right. We'll be good until January. There'll be an extended period there that we'll have to decide how to handle. And who knows, by then we might be back to live meetings. But you're absolutely right, Marshall.
Any other questions from the board? All right. Do we take a vote?
We need
I
all
have
the
to
com- public
open
comment.
For public comment real
oh,
quick.
Okay. Open for public comment then.
If you'd like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. There's no public comment.
Are there any people besides us?
Not at the moment, no.
No.
Okay, but
I'll
we're following the rules.
To adopt the resolution.
I'll second
Thank
that.
Thank you. Is it a roll call vote?
Roll call vote.
Yeah, it's a resolution. Okay. Yes, it is.
Okay, let's take
Director
a roll.
Director Ohilski.
Yes.
Director Forcroy.
Yes.
Director Sesenya.
Yes.
Director Gatchell.
Yes.
President Womack.
Yes. All right, it is passed. It's a bummer they can't just extend it to the end of the year, but I guess it's what we got to do, so.
Fortunately, we can just do it on consent from here forward.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's just work for you then.
Yeah.
Let's open it for public comment for items not on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment, please raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
And I adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.